In our Torah portion this morning, we see a delineation of laws and instructions for the priests that seem to characterize what it means to lead a holy life. And after this long list, we see a particular verse that caught my eye this week. You shall not desecrate, you shall not profane my name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the Israelite people. Meaning that if the priests follow this long list of instruction, then God's name would be lifted up, would be made holy and sanctified within B'nai Israel. And it leads us to ask the question, what does it mean today to engage in Chilul Hashem, to engage in what's known as a desecration of God's name? And Rabbi Joseph Telushkin, the modern thinker, gives us a few definitions of Chilul Hashem, profaning, desecrating God's name. He says one example of Chilul Hashem is when a Jew deals with a non-Jew and acts in a dishonest or unethical manner, leading the non-Jew to have ill thoughts about that Jew and the Jewish people altogether. He also says another example of Chilul Hashem is when an observant Jew, a Jew that practices mitzvot, partakes in also a dishonest or unethical manner, causing an unobservant Jew to say to themselves, oh, this is the way observant Jews act. Why should I become observant? And finally, the last example he gives is when a Jew decides to hide their faith, to hide who they are in order to obtain a higher status in the workplace or a higher status in their employment, because they know that being Jewish may not be seen as a favorable status within that particular employment. Three different examples. What Rabbi Telushkin says is that these examples, all stemming from that verse in the Torah, reminds us that our tradition understood that Jews and non-Jews interact on a daily basis. And whether it's fair or unfair, the way each and every one of us acts not only affects our own reputation, but affects the reputation of the Jewish people. And we know that this is true. Because every time, at least I know in our own home, we see something on the television or in the news about a murder or a scandal, what's the line that you can't help but mutter out loud or perhaps to yourself? I really hope they're not Jewish. And why do we say that? I really hope they're not Jewish. Because we're afraid that that person's reputation will sully the reputation of Jews worldwide. Blue Greenberg, the famous Orthodox feminist, says that the way to counteract Chilul Hashem, the way to counteract the desecration of God's name, is to engage in Kiddush Hashem, to engage in a sanctification of God's name. And the way to do that, she shares, is in the following story involving her family. She said when her grandfather was 26 years old, in 1905, he came over to America, to Seattle, and he engaged in the garment business. Well, he was a peddler. What he would do is he would go to different homes, he would buy clothing, he would sell clothing. And one particular afternoon, he traveled by foot 4 miles to an affluent area in order to buy and sell clothing. And he went to one particular home, he bought a suit, traveled again the 4 miles back on foot, laid the suit out on his bed. And when he was looking at the suit, he noticed a bulge in the pocket, and he discovered a diamond pin. Without another thought, he opened the door and walked back those 4 miles to the person's home. Knocked on the door, the wife of the husband answered the door and said, "You are already here. What else do you want? We don't have time for you. We already sold something to you. We have to get on with our day." They said, "Listen, I came to you to buy a suit. I did not buy a diamond pin. This is yours." Well, the husband came to the door. It turned out that he was the president of a very famous bank. And at that point, he said, "I would like to reward you for what you've done and give you an unlimited line of credit." And so the grandfather was able to create a wholesale garment business and bring his entire family over to Seattle. Now, Blue Greenberg shares the story not because it turned out that her grandfather was rewarded for this beautiful act, but you have to see her grandfather had a long beard, was wearing a long coat, and a high hat. It was clear that he was a religious Jew. And so for her grandfather, the most important piece of this interaction was the fact that this man, the president of the bank, understood this is how Jews act. That in his giving back of the diamond, this represented, hopefully, the reputation of the Jewish people. So, what is Chilul Hashem? It's when we engage in our daily actions and think to ourselves, this won't affect anyone else but me. Counteracting, Hidush Hashem, it's what I mentioned to our B'nai Mitzvah. Every time I sit with one of our Bar Bat Mitzvah students, I remind them. What's most important about you becoming a Bar Bat Mitzvah is you realizing that you represent much more than yourself. That you are an ambassador for the Jewish people. So I wish each and every one of us the realization that we can perform Kiddush Hashem, that we can sanctify God's name, that our actions mean much more than we realize. For when we engage in righteous acts, we uphold the reputation of our people and uphold the reputation of God. Shabbat Shalom.